Layers of the retina, fibrous tunic, outermost. Sclera and cornea are inside. The sclera is the white part, which maintains the shape and gives protection. The cornea is the clear surface, which allows light to enter. Another layer is the vascular tunic, also known as the uvea. In the vascular tunic, there's the iris, ciliary body, and carotid. The iris is the anterior and gives color to the eye. Ciliary body contains the ciliary muscle that adjusts the shape for near and far vision. The choroid is highly vascularized and contains pigment. The choroid helps absorb light and prevents reflection. The third layer of the retina is the neutral tunic, or the retina. It's an outer pigmented layer. It has an outer pigmented layer, an inner neutral layer, and the retina. So the fibrous tunic is the outermost layer, has a sclera and cornea. Sclera is the white part, maintains shape. Cornea allows light to enter. Vascular tunic has iris, ciliary body, and choroid. Iris gives color. Ciliary body has the muscle that adjusts shape for vision, and choroid helps absorb light and prevents reflection. Neutral tunic has the outer pigmented layer, inner neutral layer, and retina. The retina contains photoreceptors. The cones. Cones help different wavelengths, allowing light to distinguish colors. Cones colors. Rods, most sensitive to low levels of light and motion, but not sensitive to color. Identify the ear. The pinna is the outer of the ear. It lets all the sound go in to the auditory canals, to hit the tympanic membrane, to vibrate the ossicles so that we can hear. The auditory canal has wax to collect all dirt and dust so it does not enter further into the ear towards the tympanic membrane. Ossicles are made up of the malleus, incis, and stapes, which are the three smallest bones in the body. The cochlea, which contains the media, vestibule, and tympani. The outer layer is the vestibule. The middle layer is the media, and the inner layer is the tympani. So a tympani needs to be covered by a middle protection and then a vest. The tympani is filled with perilymph. The media is filled with endolymph, and the vestibule is filled with perilymph. Tympani, perilymph, media, endolymph, vestibule, perilymph. The vestibular nerve contains photoreceptors for static equilibrium. The semicircular canal contains receptors for dynamic equilibrium. The ampulla is an enlargement of ducts filled with cristae. It's a receptor for balance. So the semicircular canal is dynamic equilibrium. The ampulla helps with balance, and the vestibular nerve has receptors for static equilibrium. Endocrine. Thyroid gland is split up into parafollicular and follicular cells. The parafollicular cells produce calcitonin, which regulates calcium. The follicular cells produce thyroid hormone, which produces hormone that regulates metabolic rates or digestion. Parathyroid gland. This secretion is parathyroid hormone, which regulates calcium. The adrenal gland has three layers in the cortex: zona G, zona F, and zona R. The zona G is made up of the mineral clostatus. The zona F is made up of the glycogenesis. Zona R Adragones. So, GMFGRA. Four. Get my fucking gold rice arrangement. Zona G, and then mineraladas. Zona F, gruceladas. Zona R, adragadas. Then that's the cortex. The medulla has epinephrine and norepinephrine, which is indicated in the fight or flight response. Lastly, the pancreas has endocrine and exocrine functions. The endocrine functions help regulate blood sugar, because if a diabetic's life is going to end, it needs to regulate the blood sugar, or else the life is going to end. Exocrine function is digestion. And last, pituitary gland. The pituitary gland is a master gland, and it regulates activity of other glands. The pituitary gland regulates activity of other glands and produces regulatory hormones. The thyroid gland has parafollicular cells, produce calcitonin, regulates calcium. The follicular cells produce thyroid hormone and produces hormone that regulates metabolic rates or digestion. Parathyroid hormone makes the parathyroid hormone and regulates calcium. The adrenal gland has the cortex and medulla. Cortex has zona G, zona F, and zona R. Zona G has mineraladas. Zona R has glucocorticoids, and zona R has androgens. The medulla is responsible for the fight or flight response, epinephrine, and norepinephrine. The pancreas has endocrine and exocrine functions. The endocrine function regulates blood sugar. Exocrine function is digestion. Pituitary gland is the master gland. It regulates activity of other glands, and it produces regulatory hormones. Red blood cells carry oxygen throughout the body. Platelets form clots and stop blood from exiting wound. Red blood cells carry oxygen throughout the body. Platelets form and stop blood from exiting the wound. Neutrophils, they are circles in the cell, play a role in inflammatory response. Endophils look like elephant ears. They mediate an allergic response. Basophils are very dark. They store histamine. Lymphocytes, they look like the moon. And they mediated immunity. And monocytes are kidney-shaped and have an effect on inflammatory response.